Here, the Taoiseach has said he hopes to meet the families of those who died in the Stardust fire tomorrow following yesterday's inquest verdicts that the 48 young people had perished as a result of unlawful killing. Simon Harris said he wants to be in a position to apologise to the families on behalf of the country, but is keen to hear what they have to say.
I've reached out to the families today, the Stardust families, and I've offered to meet them tomorrow. I'm very keen to meet with the families. I'm very conscious that these families have felt unheard for decades, and I want to make sure that they know that I'm listening, that I want to hear them. And of course I want to be in a position as Taoiseach to apologise on behalf of this country. But I think the most appropriate thing to do is to seek to meet with them. I did speak to Antoinette Keegan yesterday evening from Brussels, and I've reached out today to offer to meet the families tomorrow if that works for them, or if not at another time of their choosing. But I am eager to be in a position to apologise to these families, but I think it's right and proper that I would meet them first, and I hope that that can take place tomorrow.
Do you think there will be further investigations into Stardust, particularly criminal investigation, possibly?
Well, I think it's very important that as Taoiseach, I'm careful what I say in relation to that. There's a number of processes in different parts of the state that I think we'll need to consider the outcome of the coroner's inquest yesterday. I am aware that, of course, the Gardaí will be reviewing the coroner's report. That's right and proper that they do, and that obviously happens independent of government and of the political system. I'm also conscious that my colleague, the Minister for Justice, will ask the Attorney General to consider the report from the coroner as well, the outcome of the inquest. But as Taoiseach, I feel very strongly that it is important that the state recognises the pain, the suffering, the trauma, and the appallingly long time these families have had to work, campaign, and in many cases fight for truth and justice. But I think it's really important that I meet with them first, and I don't just talk to them, but that I listen to them. And I'm hoping to be in a position that I'm hoping that they will be in a position to do that tomorrow.
Taoiseach Simon Harris speaking there to our South East correspondent Conor Kane in Carlow this morning. Well, Samantha Kern was just 4 years old when her mother, Helena Mangan, died in the Stardust fire. Helena was just 22 years old at the time. Samantha told Carol Coleman how she felt about the prospect of a state apology.
Well, one, it's a well overdue apology, but at the end of the day, this should have been sorted years ago. You know what I mean? We shouldn't be at this state. You know that they're looking to apologise to us. You know, this should have been. We shouldn't have had to go through this and make them guilt them into doing some sort of apologies to apologise. 43 years later, it's a bit overdue in my eyes. You know.
So, are you saying that for yourself, perhaps that an apology would be very hollow?
You know, yeah, apology is great, but it's just well overdue, you know, at the end of the day. I just feel, personally myself, I shouldn't have been here fighting for my mum. I was only four. I'll accept the apology, but it's, to me, I just feel it's long overdue. And is it going to be really heartfelt from them? Is it just words? And the way I feel, it's probably just words just to say, to save face. And my mammy was my whole world. She was a single mother, you know what I mean? She was my everything. And to grow up without having her there was heartbreaking for me. And a part of me is broken and will never be fixed. No matter what anybody says or does, they're not going to fix the loss of me not having my mother there for my first day of school, my confirmation, my wedding, when I had my kids. There's no apology that's going to bring back my mum to me.
And how do your own children process all of this now?
They're delighted for what's happened. But like, they're all still quite young, so they don't really know the full effective this has all, you know what I mean? They're still quite young and they've missed out on having, to me, what would have been the best nanny in the world. You know, they didn't get a chance to meet her, they didn't get a chance to cuddle her, you know what I mean? They're never going to have my mam as their grandmother, never. You know, they've missed out on having that role model that everybody should have in their life, a mother and a grandmother, you know, and they didn't have a grandmother.
And that's Samantha Curran speaking there to our reporter, Carol Coleman. Well, let's talk to our political correspondent, Tommy Mescal, who joins us now from our Oireachtas studio. So, Tommy, the Taoiseach offering to meet the Stardust families tomorrow, is the main item on the agenda the possibility of a state apology of some sort?
I think the government, Brian, is very much minded to provide this state apology if possible. After yesterday's verdict, the three coalition leaders held discussions to decide on what the government's response would be. And as you heard earlier on there, the Taoiseach Simon Harris this morning talking about the need to acknowledge the pain, suffering and trauma that these families have experienced over the past four decades. There is, I understand, plans to have Dáil statements on Tuesday in relation to the Stardust tragedy. As to whether that could be a forum that would facilitate that state apology, that's not yet clear. It may come too soon, given that the coroner's report has to be completed, but also that has to be considered by the Attorney General. So as to whether the Taoiseach would be in a position to provide that state apology on Tuesday isn't yet clear, but we do know the direction of travel. The government is minded to facilitate that apology, but a number of processes have yet to play out.
Separately, Tommy, the Taoiseach also commented today on a protest that took place at the home of the Minister of Integration, Roderick O'Gorman.
That's right, Brian. This happened yesterday. A number of masked individuals gathered outside the home of Minister for Integration Roderick O'Gorman and a number of banners were erected outside the house as well. This provoked a reaction on social media. You saw a lot of people, including opposition politicians, expressing their solidarity with Roderick O'Gorman. And Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, was asked about this earlier when he was speaking to reporters. He said that the sight of masked people outside the home of Roderick O'Gorman, but indeed any individual, whether they're a public person or a private person, was chilling and quite frankly disgusting, he said. A number of questions were put to him about the Garda response as to whether this incident should have been prevented from happening, whether the demonstration should have been prevented from happening. Simon Harris said that he understood the difficulties in policing such situations. However, he did say that he was going to speak with the Gardaí at the earliest opportunity. The Minister for Justice, Brian Helen McEntee, has also tweeted in the past short while, a very short statement. She described what happened as disgusting and shocking as well. And she also said that she has spoken to the Garda Commissioner about this incident. She finishes the short statement by saying that such incidents cannot be tolerated.
Tony Meskill, political correspondent, thanks very much for that.